Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Look, this guy has a history of saying the wrong thing. In fact, every time he opens his mouth, it seems like he's saying the wrong thing.
Oh.
But this, what happened last night that has some people a little upset, may have less to do with what he said and more to do with a generational gap.
Oh, okay.
Gene Simmons, the mastermind behind KISS.
Oh, yeah.
He is richer than most people, right? He has had massive success in a lot of realms he's gone. Mm-hmm. He also has a penchant for always saying the worst things.
Yeah.
Right? Like, he makes controversial statement after controversial statement. He is, and I'm not making this up, banned from Fox News.
Mm.
And what you have to do to get banned from being allowed on Fox News. Last night, your wife still watches Dancing with the Stars?
Yeah, she was watching last night.
Okay, so it was hair metal night on Dancing with the Stars, and as part of the whole promotion, they brought Gene Simmons in to be one of the guest dancing judges. And apparently, a lot of people took issue with the way he was talking to the female dancers when he was breaking down their performances.
You mean it didn't go well?
Well, I'll let you decide.
Okay.
Because one of the contestants is 24-year-old actress Chandler Kinney. Sidebar, what's a Chandler Kinney?
This is a female?
I guess.
Right. Not sure.
Okay.
All right.
I have no idea.
She's a 24-year-old actress.
Yes. I'm sure your daughters know.
Okay.
I'm sure she's a beautiful young
lady. Sure,
okay,
sure.
Well.
Okay, we're already bordering on uncomfortable.
Sweet young thing.
Okay. After her dance, Gene Simmons told her, and I quote, "You fogged up my glasses and moved me, not just with your gyrations, but with your beautiful face."
My God.
Gyrations.
He said gyrations.
You fucked up my glasses with your gyrations.
So, Kimmy, you're uncomfortable with that statement.
Yeah, for so many reasons. It's a different kind of creepy because I know he wasn't trying to be creepy, and that makes it more creepy. Like, he thought what he was saying was like the least creepy way to say it.
But he's saying you fogged up my glasses.
Yeah, I mean,
like, isn't this adorable?
That's the code right there.
No, but I think Kimmy hit it on the head.
Yeah.
This is less a man trying to say something creepy or
he
being actually creepy.
He thought he was
creepy.
Being appropriate.
Because there are plenty of old guys who just heard what I said, right, and go, what's wrong with that?
Yeah.
And I'm sure with all Gene Simmons has said and done in his life, there are plenty of recorded examples.
Oh, yeah.
This wouldn't even crack the top 100 of what the hell did Gene Simmons just say? But it was uncomfortable enough for younger viewers to stop and decide, wait a minute, this is wrong.
Yeah.
It feels like this is less of Gene Simmons being creepy and more of a generational gap issue. Because when I read that quote this morning, I immediately thought of your dad.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And there's one line that you have said on the show before that your dad said to a waitress when she asked how he wanted his Manhattan that is this exact line.
Yes. He goes, I want my Manhattan on a sweet side. And the waitress said, how sweet? He goes, sweeter than your lips.
And he said this in front of his wife.
Yeah, my mom. Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. Yeah. What your dad said is super creepy.
Yeah. But he could have been in KISS. And we blew that opportunity.
But for your dad and the time he grew up,
he thought he was just being silly.
Charming.
Yes.
That's charming for a guy of that age. That's how you talk
to a
woman.
It was like cute flirting.
Yes. Yeah. So it's not a good thing, your dad or what Gene Simmons said, right? But like at the same time, I have a hard time like lighting a guy up for it.
Well, but you can say that he might be a little bit ignorant to it, but if somebody, if in a lot of these situations, if a guy says the same thing, that same creepy thing to his daughter or granddaughter, well, what's that guy's problem?
Okay,
why is he looking at her like that? Why is he being a creep? Like, you wouldn't, you know what I mean? Like, once you see somebody else doing it, it's a different story.
It's polite boner talk. It's the only way I can describe it.
Polite boner talk?
Right. He's going, man, you're fogging up my glasses, man. You're getting me excited.
But like, look.
Is what he's saying.
I'm not here to defend what Gene Simmons said, right? Again, based on his history, it's not shocking. Mm. But I put this less on Gene Simmons and more on the producers of Dancing with the Stars for inviting a 75-year-old lead singer or, you know, bassist of Kiss.
You could have found somebody else.
There's 1,000 other people. Like, why you went with Gene Simmons?
But it was hair metal night, right?
Yeah, but again.
I don't know. I don't even.
All those guys are pretty inappropriate.
Yeah,
can you think of one guy of that
genre you could really trust?
Well, that's not hair metal.
No, and he's past that. But like of that ilk and that time, they're all foul.
No, come on, man. Any member of Motley Crue.
yeah, you're right. You go, man. They're all foul guys.
Rat. Yeah, I don't know.
I remember when they had Steven Tyler doing one of these shows.
And he was American Idol
he
for
was
a while.
Constantly
was he?
Being creepy.
Was he being creepy?
Bad.
I don't remember him having that reputation.
Oh, he was the worst.
Oh. He said, well, I mean, look, he's got a pass, too. I mean, he became...
No, I'm not saying he doesn't, but I don't remember him on the show being creepy.
He was on one of those shows. Yeah. You said it was Idol?
Yeah, it was Idol.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Like, I guess maybe the lesson here is no man over 65 should ever say words to a woman that's under 30 again.
Yeah, that's true.
Is that fair?
People my age should just shut up.
It may be the only way to save older guys from themselves, right?
But they don't see it.
And that's what I mean. Like, there maybe let's just start a law. We'll put a law, throw it out there in New York State. Hey, if you're over 65 and you're caught talking to a woman under 30, you're under arrest.
Yeah, but the problem is, you know, they already passed the What Act. What? You know, Nixon passed that in 72, so you're screwed.
And like, here's the good thing about this is we talk about these comments Gene Simmons made to female dancers last night as a guest host on the hair metal edition of Dancing with the Stars, right? This also illustrates how rare it is to see a man of that age conversing with a woman that young. Because in what other realm, short of a doctor's appointment if she's a nurse, and not like a sexy nurse, like a legitimate nurse, right? Or like physical therapy, or she's a waitress at a restaurant. Mm-hmm. How often are you seeing a 75-year-old man conversing with a 24-year-old girl.
That he just met? Never.
Exactly. Yeah. Right? So the lesson here, all you old creeps, steer clear of young women.
Mm. And the word gyration.
That, I haven't heard that word in...
There's no need to use it.
Since they closed the gyrosphere at Seabreeze, have I not heard the word gyration.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.